Skip, you are an avid fly fisher person. What has fly fishing taught you about liver transplantation? Or what has liver transplantation taught you about fly fishing?
I actually go fly fishing to get away from my work a bit.
That's what I was going to say.
So I'm not usually thinking about it. But, for one thing, if anyone is listening as a fly fisherman, if there's nothing that fly fishing teaches you, it teaches you patience. It teaches you patience, and it teaches you to be somewhat meticulous. And it teaches you how to concentrate. When you're working a fish, Dr. Falk knows he's a fisherman too.
A very bad one.
Well, I have been known to be so focused on a fish that I did not see a grizzly bear coming up on me when I was fishing in Alaska. So you get very, very focused, and you're very paying attention to every little detail. So I guess that's what brings back to me for what my work is.
So Dr. Gerber, you also have another career in the military. How has your military experience influenced how you think about liver transplantation or transplantation in general, since you also take care of kidney patients?
Sure. Great question, but not nearly as exciting as the fly fishing question. So clearly I'm more boring than Skip. So the military experience, as short as I can answer, and I never answer quickly to anything, has certainly given me an opportunity to look at other large systems and how they run and what the analytical thinking is that goes into decisions. And obviously I'm not out there fighting wars on the front line, but I do get to read a lot about that. And the thought processes that are involved in running large programs with multiple individuals, multiple personalities, getting alignment, consensus, are things that I definitely have learned from the military and hopefully been able to apply here at UNC.
What is really clear from talking with the two of you is that this is really a team. It's a team more than just in words. It's a team of individuals who absolutely interact, can kid around with each other, but are focused on making sure that the patient gets through this experience unscathed.
Yeah, and that's partly why I am in this field. I've always been better when I'm around other people who are focused and passionate about what they're doing as in a team. For example, here, what's been nice, at least a couple of our hepatologists, we share space in the clinic, and I think that's true of a lot of our transplant programs here. So we have a single clinic, and it's great. We get to interact and bump into each other, and we get to see our patients after, before transplant.
So as a patient, you are really seeing a team that is localized together, that works together, and can kid each other all at the same time.
Yeah, that's one of the great things about transplant. Again, as we teach residents and students, we say, most of medicine, you kind of can function in a silo, except transplant is so multidisciplinary in its nature. And you know this, obviously, kidney transplant much the same way. And we do enjoy, it's great to have joint clinics because we see patients at different stages.